What is up, my friends? This is Vishak here, your host. And in this episode, I want to talk about walking and fat loss. Before I proceed, I want to say this. There's this funny saying where people come and just say, you can eat whatever you want, just walk a little extra in the morning. It's okay to say that. It's okay for people to, say that and get away with it, because obviously there's no they don't want to make any progress on it, and it's very clear. But unfortunately, things doesn't work that way. Okay, I can just give you a little bit of things which can make a little bit of difference here and there. But then, if you want to see that evident, visible result, I don't think so. That's the right way to go about it, right? Anyway, so let's just dive into the topic as to how we can. We can approach this whole walking and fat loss things. All right, cool. All right. So walking and fat loss. So I just wanted to give a bit of idea. Okay. So I want to explain this whole thing into the five different categories where I can make you explain. I mean, explain it to you better. Okay. First, I want to get down to the basic. So the first one is the calories. So in calories, how things work is, first you need to see the measurement of energy. So what is a calorie? Calorie is nothing but it's a measurement of energy. If I say I have burned 1,500 calories, it's nothing but it's a unit of that energy being burnt. Okay. To give you an average, one meal will cost you anywhere from 400 to 600 calories. 400 calories in the starting point, and the worst being 1,500, might even go up. Yeah, 1,500 calories. You know what I mean? One meal, like, depends on the heaviness, depends on what the caloric density and all that. So that's the basic that I can give you if you have to, understand in the layman terms. So calories is nothing but the type, like, when we ingest this into our body, how it is going to be burning off, what are the, exercise that we do, or regardless of whatever the things that we do, even if I just wanted to, put my signature using a pen and piece of pen on a piece of paper, even that takes energy. So it's all like calories, the burning of the calories. Okay, it's nothing but just a measurement of energy as to how much it has been burnt. This is one of the best way to actually calculate as to how much you're burning, because if you have an average approximate figure as to how much you ingest, okay, what is the food consumption, and how much you burn, from that you would be able to see if you're actually making a progress towards, fat loss, or you're gaining weight. You're gaining weight, or you're losing weight. This would be one smartest way of calculating it, because we don't really know. Probably we are not really educated as to how much, in this particular topic, as to how, what are the food that we're supposed to have, what is a good calorie, what's a bad calorie, and all that. We don't necessarily know it, and we think that, okay, so eating a lot is eating healthy, or eating less is eating healthy. People have their own belief system, and then they just get by it. But science doesn't care about your belief system, unfortunately. So it's just more of like how we function. So again, I say you need to start eating for function and not for the taste, right? So if you're taking a walk on an average, like with an average speed on an average day, you're going to be burning anywhere from, 250 to 300 calories on a more modest, on a modern. Not a modern, I mean, on an average speed, not too fast, not too slow, but an average speed, you're going to be burning about 300 to 250 to 350 per hour. That's the amount of calories. Now, if you are burning off anywhere from 500 to 1,000 calories, and if you're consuming, let's say that on a daily basis, you're burning 800. And then you're consuming 800. That means you're going to be at par. You're going to be equal. Okay. So when your consumption, when your calorie is going to be on deficit, and when you're burning off more, and that's when you're actually losing weight. This is the very simple mathematics. Okay. And people just don't get this, and then find really, really hard to, you know, burn fat and all that. It's just a very structured approach that you need to take, and then eventually you're going to be there. But most people, what happens, it's all like, if walking is the approach that I have to take towards my fat loss, I'm never going to be burning out. I'm never going to be burning out, because, you know, regardless of even how much clean I eat in terms of my nutrition, it's pretty hard to burn off the fat, because, you know, it's the fat, what we have has been accumulated over the years and years of habit and food that we've been consuming. So just to even undo that, it's going to take a long time to even just get there to see a result or anything. People just say, this is the only activity that I have for a day, any given day. All I do is just take about 45 minutes to 1 hour of walking. I kind of find it funny. So that is in terms of calories. Like, yeah, so it's about average of 250 to 300 calories. And that's how you've been burning if you are walking consistently. So it is nowhere close to the food that we consume, right? Anyways, next thing, based on the calories, we need to understand the metabolism. So metabolism is nothing but, you know, the whole process that has been going on in your body. There's a lot of chemical reactions that's been going on in the body every time, you know, even when you're sleeping. A lot of things going on, like thousands of processes. There's like construction is going on, there's deconstruction is going on, you know, like it's almost like everything is like, you know, generation, degeneration, and all that. So metabolism is nothing but you're burning off, okay, or you're building up with in terms of your cells, in terms of your food, in terms of a lot of things, okay? It's just a whole chemical reactions and biological building and breaking down that happens in your body, okay? So there are two types of metabolism. One is the anabolism and another one is the catabolism. So we always need to be in a very anabolic state sometimes, because just to even... Anabolism is nothing but your building up, building state, if I can put it that way. Catabolic is nothing but your breaking down state. Okay. So in terms of, there are different types of metabolism. Again, there's like protein metabolism, there's like carbohydrates and fats and all that. So sometimes some things are like fast, sometimes some things are like slow, but always if you are taking protein on a consistent basis, you're going to be more of the catabolic anabolic side in terms of your protein, so that your muscles are being spared, because there's a constant supply of protein. So you're more of like an anabolic state. But at that point, if you're looking at the catabolic state, which is going to be on the fat is going to be burning off, right? But overall, if you ask me, so this is the metabolism, how it is being calculated. But, you know, catabolism is nothing but just breaking down of substances. Anabolic is nothing but building up of substances, okay? That's how there are like thousands and thousands of reactions. Like I said, it's happening in your body, and it's just pretty dramatic if you just get into the science. But then I don't want to go too much into the science, and I want to stick to the surface level when it comes to certain technicalities, right? So that's metabolism. And now I want to move on to the duration. So what is the optimum level of duration that you can use the walking in? You know, strategies like this. So on an average side, it would be about 6,000. But I would say need to be about 2,000 to 9,000 steps on extreme cases. The minimum, the 2,000 being the minimum, and then 9,000 being the maximum, the extreme side, right? So that's pretty much it with the duration, because anything which is less than 2,000 is not kind of like counted, because technically speaking, I'm not a big fan of walking. But then if you really want an answer, I mean, I want to give it the truth, the reality, I'm going to get onto it on the cause and effect. But you know, to have a very optimum duration of how much you need to walk to actually burn fat, I would say it would be definitely more than 6,000 to, you know, 9 or 10,000 steps, something like that. Okay. Some people just come up with this propaganda about walking slow burns more fat. Walking is better than running. Walking is the best exercise. Any physical exercise is better. As long as we keep moving, it's good for our body. But again, there's a lot of environmental factors, there's a lot of social factors, a lot of habitual factors which comes into mind like this. So if you ask if there is a person who is weighing about 150 kgs and if he's looking for a fat loss, I wouldn't say walking is the way to go. He can keep walking, but you know the results are not going to be there. But if there's a person who's around 70 and if his lifestyle is pretty decent enough, the food he has about 3 or 4 times a day with a healthy mix of vegetables, fruits, and you know good amount of macros, good quality of macros and all that, if that is where he is, I would say walking could be there for about maintaining, but then again, not 6 days a week. I would at least say that 3 days of cardio, like a running mode, or even sprint like HIIT would be a great benefit. But walking is lower than maintenance phase, is what I can best way to put it, you know. So yeah, if anybody who is like really skinny and if they just want to drop the cholesterol level, they probably need to, you know, stop consuming the bad cholesterol food, especially the, you know, the saturated and the trans fat and all that. If you just try to stay away from that, and then if you're just going for a walk, and then maybe the cholesterol will just go away because, you know, the sugars are being burnt off while walking. Well, not just while walking, the whole physical activity. So, yeah, that's what I would say in terms of duration for people who wanted to actually lose weight. So again, if a person is on the heavier side, I don't think so walking would be the way. I mean, he can keep walking, but then it's just not just about doing it, right? But you need to get the result. If you don't get the result, then what's the whole point, right? We need to look for the results and we need to get the result as soon as possible so that we can maintain it. So, I mean, I've told this, I live by this mantra, getting is always difficult than keeping it. So always, if you put in that work, and in the beginning, if you put in a lot of work, get the result, and then it's pretty easy to keep it. Just keep it. Okay? It's easy to maintain it. So that's what it is. The next one is the strategy. So what are the possible strategies that you can incorporate while walking, right? So the number one would be the timing, obviously, because when you walk in the evening, when you walk at night, it's not as same as how you walk in the morning. Because when you wake up as early as possible and then when you start walking, without consuming anything, obviously you're going to be there for about 8 hours of sleeping, or possibly, you know, at least 7 to 8 hours of sleeping, so that your body is not consumed any food, and from there you're going to take a walk. So there are chances of highly likely for you to burn more calories. Again, you need to see, because if you would have actually skipped your meal and then you're still walking, you know, there's a higher chances of stress hormone to kick in. Stress hormone is nothing but the cortisol. So once the cortisol is kicking in, and then it's a lot of stress going on, and so that you would not be burning the fat, but you'd be burning a bit of muscles, which is not good. So I would say, you know, always never skip a meal if you have a certain timing, certain, you know, like places where you have meal number one, meal number two, meal number five, and all that. Stick to it. Have a healthy dose of protein and fats and good amount of carbs. I mean, not good amount of carbs, but then it depends on your lifestyle. But keep it with the bare minimum of that. And then when you wake up in the morning, you're kind of like, you just want to flush out the calories what you had in the previous day. Walking would be a good way. But then again, long walking is kind of okay. But evening walk, I don't suggest. But people just say, this is when I have the time. So they just give into it, saying, I don't have time, so I just go for the walk about 20 minutes in the evening, which is going to do absolutely nothing. Okay, I'm just talking in reality. So fasted walking, like I said, in the morning, it's a great choice. But again, I would say combine the morning walk, that's the fasted walk, with caffeine. Just a tablespoon of coffee powder in a hot water. And then you can put a bit of butter or the coconut oil if you want. you know, just to get a little bit of more energy. Caffeine eventually gives you the energy because it hits you on a central nervous system. So when you're just walking, the whole thing is shook up. So it'll propel your energy level. And then also to some level, it actually gives you certain ideas. So this is what I do, right? When I actually take a walk in the morning, when I run in the morning, which I usually don't, but when I just go for the run, I make sure that I take about 1 or 2 teaspoons of coffee and then teaspoons of coffee. That's funny. Scoops of coffee, and then I just go for the, it's just pure black, right? And then I go for the run. It definitely enhances my performance. There's no doubt about it. But also what I have found lately is, like, if I'm doing this consistently, my cerebral performance is kind of better, because I was decisive, you know, I was being able to perform better. You know, as a whole, if you ask me, my whole day has been, you know, like high performance, like, because my cerebral cortex is on working mode. Okay. It's not just on a sleepy mode. So, caffeine and fasted cardio would be a great choice, but then walking is still, I'm not a big advocate of that, but if you want to just keep it going with that, you can. Also take a good amount of protein. I don't suggest protein shake, but egg whites are a great source. I mean, if you just want to go for the egg whites and coffee, or eggs as a whole in coffee, there's nothing like it. That even could be your meal, number one. Eggs and coffee, just eggs and coffee, and then just go for a great walk, possibly run. But then if you can't, you just go for the walk and come back, and then that's probably, you're burning a bit of calories, okay? Also, you're burning a bit of calories, but at the same time, you're consuming, like, really good and clean calories. So your body will respond if you do this consistently for about a few weeks, if that's what I could say. And the next one is, like, if you're on the gym, if you have a treadmill, put it on the incline mode so that you're kind of like, you're really struggling to climb. So that actually helps you build up a better heart rate, builds up better stamina. Your blood flow is going to be a lot more better while compared to walking on the surface, like flat surface. So treadmill, if treadmill is the case, then I would say just incline is the great way to go about it. Okay. So these are the few of the strategies that I can give you to help with, for you to incorporate in terms of walking. Now, the cause and effect, it's very simple. Okay. Walking is slow result. Okay. Your heart is not in the maximum. Your heart is not running in a maximum capacity. Okay. So technically you're not making that as an engine, right? That means fewer heart rate means fewer blood flows being pumped, or less amount of blood flows being pumped in a given amount of time. So obviously there's less heart rate. That means you're breathing less. If you're breathing less, that means less amount of carbohydrates is off your body. Less amount of carbohydrates is nothing but less amount of fat being burnt, or less calories is being burnt. Very simple. Okay, as simple as that. When, if you get this right, then you're there. Okay, so obviously it's a low intensity, and then very fewer calories that is being burned. And in terms of muscle glycogen, there's absolutely very, very less or even no glycogen depletion when it comes to things, because it's just walking. It's just sticking to the basic, and you cannot expect great results from doing average things. Okay. If you wanted to fast forward the result, what I would say is have a great mix of strength training, high intensity cardio, 4 to 5 days to even 6 days a week. Amazing choice of food that'll help you give the energy, like, throughout the day. Your energy needs to last throughout the day, and it's purely dependent right from the first meal that you have. So make sure that you don't load up your stomach by food, so that you're not loading up your heart by the bad calories or carried by the blood and all that. So these are the few things that I can give you to incorporate this walking fat loss. But as a whole, that's what I would say. Walking would be the last option for anybody to even look for losing fat. So that's pretty much it. And I hope you have found value in this. So if you're watching this on YouTube, I want you to subscribe to my channel. So I'll give you a lot more updates when they're coming by. Hit the bell button so that you get the notification as to whenever, every time when I'm doing it. I'll be doing it at least two videos a week on this. And if you want any of these topics to cover, just click on the link below. Just register yourself so that, you know, you if you want me to just give you any kind of insights that can help you, I mean, there's nothing like it. So hit on the link below and then, you know the drill. So that's pretty much it. And I will see you on the next chapter, on next episode. All right. Bye-bye.